obviously we didn't play well enough tonight to win. Credit to Philadelphia. They got after us pretty good tonight. We didn't do enough good things. But I'm still proud of my football team, the way they worked all year, the way they went about their business, the way they competed all year, and tonight we didn't get it done.
Like, this team has been fighting all year long and scratched and clawed, done all that. Just what did you think happened out there tonight that it went this way?
A lot of things can normally happen to us throughout the course of the year. A lot of things that we were very good at. We turned the ball over, we did that right at third down, we gave up big plays.
What was so difficult about the third downs? What made them so
effective? Some good throws, and had some good concepts, and some of our guys.
On the first interception, did it seem to turn any sort of tide, or is it still early then?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it was still 7-7 at the time. They might have the crowd into it. Just incredible. Came out on third downs, and I thought that was a big part of it. We didn't get the quarterback on the ground. I mean, there was a multitude of things. It's a pretty long three times.
Did it surprise you with their approach on third down?
No, actually, most of the things they did, we practiced. They just, they ran them just a little better than we covered them.
Over. Had you seen much where they were that aggressive, and that looked a lot like what they did with Carson Wentz, but had they done that with him?
Yeah, I figured they would try to be aggressive tonight. I mean, that's their mentality. They execute better.
I guess they're just kind of a level of disappointment to have such a great season and such a exciting finish last week end with a thud like this. So.
I think that's part of the playoffs when you lose. I'm still proud of this football team. They've overcome a lot of things. They've fought, they've competed, prepared, studied. Sometimes things like this happen. You just gotta kick it under the rug and go.
Has the atmosphere affected your team at all? It was loud. It was a different turf.
It was loud. It was good. I knew it would be, but. No, I don't think so. We've been in a lot of situations. I don't think it is. Honestly, they played a lot better than we did. That's just the bottom line.
Foles is mostly relying on short passes. Did the long ones he throw catch you off guard much?
No. We had him, almost had him in the grasp, and the receiver took off. He found a place to get open and threw it deep, and the other one, the flea flicker, the guy jogged off the ball, and we kind of stopped, and the guy took off and made a good throw. He played good tonight.
First possession of the game, you guys marched right down and score. What kind of changed after that offensively that you couldn't really get anything going?
I felt like we were moving the ball okay, and then we had the interception, and then we had the strip sack, the fumble. And so, it's hard to overcome those when you're on the road and play that game.
Did you feel the interception changed the whole momentum, got the crowd kind of back in the game?
No, just asked me that.
What did you think about Case's performance overall?
I'm not going to grade anybody's performance tonight. I think there's a lot of performances could have been a lot better, including myself.
Just overall on the season as a whole, I mean, I know it's disappointing right now, but how do you just feel about everything that you guys were?
I love this football team. I love them. They're great kids, great competitors. I love how they go about their business. I love everything about this football team. I love their organization. We just didn't get it done tonight.
But the fact that you had the chance to play in a Super Bowl at home, does that add something different to this?
Yeah, I mean, we would have loved to play a Super Bowl if it was in China, to be honest with you. But we didn't play good enough to win. And I know that's cliche, but it's true. They played, you got to give them a lot of credit. They played great. They played good on defense. They played good on offense. Some of our strengths, they attacked. tactic. You know, third downs, you know, it was one of their strengths on the ball. They got after us. They're more used to that, those kind of things. So, maybe that probably had more of an effect on it than they did.
Was it any distraction at all, Pat Sherrill being linked to the Giants and all that kind of stuff?
And playing from behind, I don't know, maybe I'm picking on the wrong play, but it looked like Harrison tried to jump a couple plays. Do you get in a mindset where guys are just trying to make big plays and that might hurt you?
You know, I didn't see that. You talking about Anthony Harris?
Harrison Smith? Yes.
Might have been. Just looked like he was looking for a big play at that juncture.
I don't know. I don't remember. I mean, I remember the play that you're talking about, but I think it was just the quarterback. Thought we had him, and then he stepped up. I think the receiver. I don't think it was a double move. I could be wrong, but I thought it just took off.
How do you feel Rashad Hill did? He had some problems early on the interception as well. How do you feel his game went?
I don't know, but I watched the game. I'm not going to rate the players tonight. This is not a time for criticizing one player. Criticize people. I don't care.
Was the Alpine injury serious?
Yeah, it was serious.
Was that a fracture?
Well, there's no sense in talking about injuries because,
when you said, you know, it's on you a little bit too, can you immediately look back at things you wish you would have done differently, or is,
well, I couldn't call it a lot better game, obviously. You know, I think the players.